Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, last year, I don't remember BT and I going back too much of the week prior, but no BT today, so I have some more time. I'll go back to what I did a week ago and just measure it up to where I have it right now. There's a couple of changes, but one team change amongst the top five in the NFL ahead of week three after the week two results. And for me, that would be the Bucs, who I have the Jets opponent, of course. Jets going to Tampa Bay on Sunday, 1 o'clock. I think Tampa Bay has proven themselves, even with some, you know, last-second wins here, through the first 2 weeks of the season, beating the Texans in week two, doing it the way that they did, beating the Falcons after, you know, a late missed field goal by a coup for Atlanta in that game in week one. The Bucs, to me, though, have shown the ability to run the football down your throat with multiple backs and have plenty of weapons at wide receiver, led by a very good quarterback in Baker Mayfield. So, and I like Todd Bowles myself. Now, where will they end up? Do I think right now the Bucs will end up in the top five power rankings at the end of the season? Probably not. I mean, the Niners were a little bit of a threat. The Chargers, who I don't have in my top five, they were another threat. Last week, I had the Commanders in the top five. So they're the team that has fallen out after their loss to the Packers. I had to take Washington out of the top five. But I think the Bucs right now have earned the right to be in the top five in the NFL power ranking. So that would be the one team that changes places from week two to week three in my power-up list here. Number four would be the Packers. They were last week. I had them at number five. They move up a spot. Now, some could argue that the Packers should move up more. I know a lot of people now are starting to go gaga over Green Bay. And I understand it. You know, Parsons is a beast. The defense has been terrific. Beating the Lions in week one. You know, terrific performance in week two against Washington on Thursday night as well, even though they, you know, kind of let the Commanders back in that game late. But whatever the case is, they beat two good teams, two playoff teams from a year ago in Detroit and Washington. So I can understand people getting giddy about the Packers. I'm not there yet. I mean, I think putting them fourth is giving them the proper due respect based off of the first couple of weeks of the season. Number three for me, actually 3-2-1 remain the same as they did a week ago. I don't know how you can unseat the Eagles from that third spot right now. Now, some maybe have them higher. For me, nothing that I saw in week two would have me be able to move the Eagles up. It was an impressive performance, a low-scoring game, hard-fought win over the Chiefs in Kansas City, always impressive, but nothing enough to have them beat the top two teams on my list. So Eagles would be number three, and I would say that there is still, in my mind, a gap between the Eagles and everybody else in the NFC. Like, even though I have the Packers and Bucks 4-5, the jump off from where, or the drop off from where the Eagles are in comparison to the Packers, to me, is still significant. I don't look at the Packers as equals. Maybe after week you know, 5, 6, 7, maybe we could start get there. You start to get there. Nope, not based on what the Eagles have done in the last several years and what they've done to start this year. I still think the Eagles are, and I hate to say that, I can't stand the Eagles. They are head and shoulders above everybody else in the NFC. Maybe the Niners can get there. Obviously, they're playing with a backup quarterback. Look, Kyle Shanahan made Mac Jones look good last week, so that was a team I gave mild consideration to. But without Purdy and only 2 weeks in and you know, beating the Saints, who stink last week, I can't put them on this list yet. The number two team, and I thought about putting them number one. That's how impressive of a performance it was for me. But the fact that they lost head-to-head to the Bills, I can't put the Ravens ahead of them. So I have to go Baltimore number two. Now, you could say that the Browns aren't very good. Still, just the Ravens are such a freaking powerhouse. And it's so early on that I still don't think you've seen them fully click, certainly on defense yet. But even defensively against Cleveland, they were dominant. The Ravens are just a dominant team in the NFL. And to me, it's going to take a lot to unseat them from that second spot, even if you're the reigning champs like the Eagles. I couldn't justify moving the Eagles ahead of Baltimore after week two's performance. Dude, Lamar Jackson, like I've said this a million times, I'm going to continue to say it, he's the best football player that I've ever seen. He's that damn good. And I'm like, that's not shock value or anything. I just really feel like when I'm watching him, he's the best combination of a football player. Now, you want to say, how could you say that against defensive guys? All right, fair enough. Maybe if you take out defense from the equation, because it is apples to oranges with an offensive player. But he is as good a runner of the football as you can be and very good at throwing the football. Like, those were the limitations he had early on. And it still may not be his greatest strength, but he is, I mean, he's good enough to do it at a high enough level, combined with his elite ability to run the football. Just a dual threat that, to me, has been unmatched or unseen before. I have the Ravens at number two, and then I have the Bills at number one. Now, you expect the Bills to pound the Dolphins just like everybody else has, in the way that they pounded the Jets on Sunday. I would maybe not knock the Bills for their performance on Sunday against the Jets. You can't, like, knock it, but I was more impressed with the Ravens win, the way that they won over the Browns, than I was with the way the Bills, even though they handled the Jets. To me, just the Jets aren't anywhere near the quality opponent that you need to be to make it an impressive win. Same thing with tonight. So I expect the Bills to go out there and throttle the Dolphins. Maybe it's a closer game. Who the hell knows? We'll see what happens tonight. You never know with this league week to week, game to game. But still, Buffalo is on another level. And because they beat the Ravens head-to-head, that's the only issue. If they didn't play each other week one, and they had a similar performance in week one, but just not head-to-head, I would have the Ravens over the Bills. I think the Ravens are better all around than the Bills. I think they're more powerful than the Bills. Power up, get it, power rankings. But because they lost head-to-head, how can I justify? I need to see a lot more. How can I justify having the Ravens over the Bills, where they both have the same record and they both had equally as dominant performances in week two? I can't have one over the other, even though I think at my core, ultimately, the Ravens are better than the Bills. But looking forward to seeing what the Bills can do out there tonight. As we said, getting week three started. Power Up is brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. I do want to get some of the NFL stuff. We'll continue with your calls. Mets, Yanks, Savannah Bananas, whatever. But I do want to get to some of the football stuff with the Giants in particular. Giants ahead of their matchup against the Chiefs on Sunday night. We'll do that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.